Hello, beautiful being. The next step on your path to self-trust is to get fully in touch with your body and begin honoring it as a powerful guidance system. Most of us spend too much time in our heads and not centered within our physical forms. We project our energetic selves outside of us, focusing on how we appear to others, worrying about what others think and do, contemplating the future, and on and on. But our inner wisdom often speaks to us in a physical way. So it's important for us to be centered and grounded in our physical bodies. Take a moment right now to feel yourself fully in your body. Where do you feel the energy the most? Make it a practice to stop what you're doing a few times a day and focus your awareness on the energy in the different parts of your body. Let's do this together now. Feel the energy in your feet. In your calves and shins. In your knees. Your thighs. Your pelvis. Your abdomen. Your back. Your chest. Your shoulders. Your arms. Your hands. Your neck. Your jaw. And your head. Feel the energy in every part of your body. This will support you in connecting with your inner wisdom and trusting the guidance that comes forth. One of the places where people commonly feel body guidance is in their abdominal area. So start paying attention to how your stomach feels as you interact with others. Before I began to do this work, I experienced a reaction in my stomach when talking with certain people. I couldn't understand why I felt this way because these people were saying positive, polite things, and I ended up blaming myself for the lousy way I felt when I was around them. But what I came to know is this: I can trust my stomach. When someone is using nice words, but what they're saying doesn't match up with what they're really thinking and feeling, I will feel that discrepancy in my stomach. And I'm willing to bet that you will too once you bring your consciousness back into your body. I have learned the hard way to trust my gut, to trust my own instincts, and to trust how my body feels in any given moment. In my work with clients over the years, I've observed that people's bodies are always giving them very accurate signals, but these signals are often ignored. In some cases, people report they don't have any feelings at all in certain parts of their bodies. If this is the case with you, set a clear intention to regain awareness of your body at a pace that's gentle and safe and for your highest good. Use this intention as a sort of safety net and be patient with yourself as you regain body awareness. Take my love with you today as you begin a practice of getting fully back in your body, trusting what you feel there.